much.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And Darren Frells here with the sports news. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Group D wrapped up last night at the Euros, but none of the drama from the previous couple of nights. I'm afraid England beat Czech Republic 1-0. They top Group D. England will find out tonight who they play in the next round. Could be one of France, Germany or Portugal. Croatia's 3-1 victory against Scotland means they take second place. The Scots bow out and the Czechs will qualify for the next round in third place. Now, one of the positives for England last night was the performance of Bukayo Saka. He was named star of the match.
Well, it was an amazing experience. You know, I think this is the first time I played at Wembley, you know, the stadium that's around the corner from my old house, and to hear all the fans cheering my name and stuff like this, you know, it's an amazing experience and I really enjoyed playing.
Tell us about your role in the goal, because it all started with you picking that ball up and setting off.
Yeah, I think there was space for me to come low and receive, and in this game it was going to cause a lot of confusion for them, and I did that and I managed to take us forward. So yeah, I set up the first part of the goal, but the end with Jack in the cross and then Raheem with the finish was amazing.
And you say Wembley's just around the corner from home, you're back here now for the next round. How important is it, how good is that to be coming back here?
I think it's really important, you know, because this is our home. You know, we've played a lot of games here and we've won a lot of games here. So, yeah, it's nice that we're going to come back here, and whoever we face, you know, we can be confident that we can beat them.
Yeah, what a player. What a first half he had. RTE analyst Lisa Fallon joins me. Lisa, good to have you on board again this morning. How do you reflect on events of last night?
Yeah, I think, look, it was a very professional, got the job done type of performance from England, a good first half. The second half looked, it kind of lacked any real cutting edge. But from, I suppose, Gareth Southgate's point of view, his big calls, starting Harry Maguire, Bukayo Saka and Jack Grealish, they were all justified their selection. And look, they just got the job done. But I suppose from Scotland's point of view, they were probably a bit disappointing. The game against England was always the one they were most invested in. And they were really second best in their 3-1 defeat, I think, against last night's game. But the big thing really was Callum McGregor, people the level just before half time. And I have to give a mention to Luka Modric for that goal, Croatia's second goal. It was a beautiful strike, typical of what he can do. And it was a lovely strike.
No, for sure. What about tonight? There's two rounds of games. Group E, it's Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Poland. Those matches at 5 o'clock on RTE. But I want you to just to look ahead to Group F, Germany and Hungary, Portugal, France, both games at 8 o'clock. How do you call this group of death?
Do you know what? If Hungary hadn't drawn against France the last day, you'd probably say you could call it really easily. But, you know, they just have that, the way they play, they sit in, they play so deep, they try to frustrate teams. And, you know, Germany obviously need to, anyone can get a result in this group and go through. So, and now people can't write off Hungary. But I think at the end of the day, when the bigger teams have to get a job done like they do tonight, I do think we'll see Germany, Portugal and France go through from this group just based on the sheer quality they have in their teams and the players. They're all big game players, and I would expect just from that alone that we might have a bit of a humdinger tonight, but I think all three will go through.
They'll all go through, but who's going to win between Portugal and France in one word for me, please?
France.
Okay, thanks Lisa, as always, brilliant stuff. Looking forward to all that action a little bit later on. Now, Dundalk's Chris Shields has played his last game for his club. He's going to move to the Irish League side Linkfield, it would appear, with the club since 2012. He's had huge success. But I want to mention this morning his goodbye statement on social media. A unique player and a unique statement. He pays tribute to the town's takeaways. This is what he had to say. The culinary excellence in the takeaways in the town isn't spoken about enough. The standard is sky high, and the smell of curry sauce coming from the Roma should be bottled and sold. I'm not sure about you, but I'm feeling a lot of hunger this morning all of a sudden. Maybe one of the best goodbye statements of all time. Well done to Chris Shields, and wishing him all the best as well. Now, the first weekend of the 2021 GAA Championship is almost upon us. Worth remembering, 7 football counties will exit the competition by Sunday evening. No second chance. Down will have it all to do against Donegal on Sunday, and their manager Paddy Talley not all that happy with the knockout system again.
It's a very short season, you know, for a lot of counties in the country. It's going to be a 4-game season, or maybe possibly 5-game season for some. Like, so really it's a very, very short season, and really for the amount of preparation and time that's put into it, it isn't really a reward for the amount of work players do, I wouldn't be for it at all. This year's it maybe is exceptional because of the way things have worked out, but I think there could have been an opportunity to create a backdoor system, have extra matches.
Yeah, it's just one of those years, isn't it? But yeah, you can feel sympathy for some of the counties who will exit this weekend. The 2020 Bord Gáis Energy Leinster Hurling Final under 20 will take place tonight. This competition began 8 months ago, would you believe? It features Dublin and Galway, throws in at Tullamore at 7:30. On the back of so many Irish fighters making the Olympics, great news from Italy at the under 22 European Championships. Three Irish fighters have secured medals. Dean Clancy and Adam Hesham will actually fight for gold tomorrow. Jack Marley beaten in his semi-final last night, but he secures a bronze medal. And finally, we have often spoke about the incredible feats of ultra athlete Ian Keith on this show. Well, last night he won the infamous Spine Race in the UK. This race is 268 miles long. It's thought to be one of the toughest endurance events in the world, and he ran it in a record-breaking 77 hours, 34 minutes and 52 seconds. What a feat that is. Well done to Ian Keith on that achievement. That is all your sport for now.